I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss. Put his favorite perfume on. Go play a video game.
Welcome to the podfic of Cherry by Injidar. An Our Flag Means Death fic, read by Little Fingies. This fic is rated explicit. No archive warnings apply. Relationship, Blackbeard Edward Teach and Steed Bonnet. Additional tags, alternate universe, modern setting, trans Blackbeard Ed Teach, free use, spanking, and the lightest, eensiest, weensiest bit of exhibitionism. I am going to add a minor content warning that wasn't present or needed in the written work, but I think it's a bit different hearing it aloud. There is one instance of a homophobic slur. The context is a character describing something that has been said to them. If that's something you'd rather skip, I will add the timestamp to behind this track and to the archive notes. This fic was originally written for day one of Kinktober 2024 for the prompts of free use, spanking, and say thank you. And then I am recording the podfic for the event Winter Holstice 2024. So that's what you're in for. This is all smut, and I hope you enjoy. Steed should be praised, exalted for his restraint. Ed is lying on the couch, tummy down, knees bent and legs crossed at the ankles. He's got a game controller in his hands, big headphones on his head, kitty ears and all, a lollipop in his mouth, lower lip tantalizingly red. "You fuck," he grunts into the microphone around the candy, flexing his ankles. "You think you're carrying?" He yanks it out of his mouth and sets it on the coffee table. "That's fucking rich." Steed's been leaning against the doorframe for about 20 minutes, staring lecherously at the small of Ed's back, at the bow at the top of his panties, near drooling at the fact of his cunt between his legs, fingers itching to tug his underwear down and just slip inside. So, he cracks his knuckles and heads over to the couch. He sits down and presses Ed's legs apart, runs a hand over his ass, presses his fingers hard into the curve of it. He knows it's bruised under the cotton, reminisces about the sound of the sharp slaps and Ed's cries, and giggles. He has trouble holding them back when Steed is hurting him, from last night. "If you suck at playing support, you shouldn't play support." Steed runs his fingers down between Ed's legs, pressing in just slightly with his thumb when he meets the damp divot of his cunt. "Yeah, I'm talking to you. Do you see anyone else who fucking sucks here?" Steed pulls Ed's panties down his thighs, under his bent knees, and up over one of his feet. He's achingly hard between his legs by now, wants to be inside the warm wet of him more than anything. Steed spreads Ed's legs, draping one over the front of the couch. It's going to be a tight fit, he thinks, looking at the peak of pink between his thighs. He unbuttons his pants and drags the zipper down, pulls his cock free. He leans forward and props himself up over Ed's back, presses the head to Ed's hole, and starts to push in, inch by inch. "Oh my God," Ed says. Steed freezes, halfway inside him. "Can we, like, vote to kick this guy? I can only handle being called a fag by a 17-year-old, like, once a day." Steed slides the rest of the way in. It's everything he was fantasizing about. The warm and the wet, and the slight, near imperceptible shifting movement of him as he gets comfortable on Steed's cock. He pushes his hips back and forth slowly, grinding in deep. Ed keeps playing his game, brow furrowed and fingers moving intentionally. Steed watches his face for any hint that he's affected, not seeing anything to indicate that. He fucks in hard, harder than he would normally this early on, looking for a hitch of the breath, a widening of the eyes. There's nothing. Steed purses his lips. He keeps up the same rough pace, hips slamming into Ed's bruised ass, trying to get any kind of reaction.
Fuck,
Ed groans. Steed looks up from the slide of his cock into Ed's body, fixing on his face, perfectly placid save for the annoyed roll of his eyes. That was dirty, man. That shit shouldn't be allowed. Dirty. Steed can play dirty. He slides a hand under Ed's stomach and down between his legs, fingers bracketing his cock, bringing them together and jerking him a little. Finally, a sharp inhale through his nose, his thighs tensing. Steed fucks him faster. I need healing, if anyone cares. His voice comes out shaky. I need to go off mic for a second. Before long, Ed's breath starts leaving him in whimpers, his fist closed tighter on the microphone attached to his headphones. Steed feels him getting close, feels the pulse of him around his cock. He jerks him harder, faster, so fast that Ed tips over the edge in seconds, hand falling from the mic, head tipping down to his controller with a cry, face clattering against the buttons. Steed fucks him through it, chasing his own orgasm. No, I'm fine, you fucking asshole. Just pulled a muscle. Steed thrusts faster, grabbing his hips and holding tight. And there it is, perfect and sudden, and Steed tilts forward, pushing Ed face down into the couch. Ed says into the cushion.
Yes, it fucking hurt,
he says, muffled slightly. Steed pulls out, watches the drip of cum that comes after him, sliding over Ed's labia to settle in his pubic hair. He swats at Ed's ass as he stands, revels in the sharp gasp that he earns. Yeah, just fucking twisted it again. Hey, Steed says, breaking his silence, just above a whisper. Ed finally turns, flushed face over his shoulder, big eyes staring up at him. Say thank you. His mouth opens on a soft breath. Thank you, he says quietly. A pause, and then, turning back to the TV, No, I wasn't talking to you. Jesus. Steed picks up the lollipop from the table and pops it in his mouth, takes another long look at Ed, now naked from the waist down, panties around his ankle, legs still slightly spread, and walks off to start his day. The end. I hope you enjoyed this fic. If you did, please head back to the archive to leave comments and kudos for the author. I, of course, welcome any feedback you have for the podfic. And be sure to check out all the other works in the Holstice collection. I think you'll find a lot of things that you really enjoy.
I tell you all the time, heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things.